Well, we're looking for the opportunity this week to get back home, hopefully our fans will be nice and loud for this no huddle offense that Atlanta runs, and we expect to perform well.
And any definitive word on Chad Greenway's status?
He probably will be out unless we have a miraculous recovery.
What's the challenge of going up against Matt Ryan and then with the weapons he has on the outside, and Julio Jones appears to be back and healthy after missing the tail end of the second half of last year?
Yeah, Julio's running. He's playing great. Obviously, Ryan's he can move, get out of the pocket. He's got a great arm. He throws the ball down the field very well. But, you know, and then they got Roddy White, and Hester's playing great. So they've got a lot of weapons. Steven Jackson in the backfield. They've got a lot of weapons. So we're going to have to do a great job of being in the right place. We've got to stop the run better than what we did last week. And we've got to make sure that we're in the right position in coverage all day.
Do you go to Gerald if Chad is out? And what do you expect from him?
Yeah, well, we've got a combination of guys in there, but I expect those guys to come in and play well. I mean, that's what we do. Next guy up, and let's go.
As much as Chad is, I mean, obviously not coming off the field at all, do you need to almost have two guys do that, or do you expect one guy to kind of come in and handle that whole job with every snap like he does?
We've got some different packages that we'll use, yeah.
Where was Chad most affected last week trying to those injuries?
Well, he just had a hard time taking people on.
Does Chad's absence have a role in what Anthony Barr can do? I mean, can you still put him on the defensive line without Chad there?
Yeah, we can.
Who else would play with Gerald at linebacker?
Well, we got Maudy. He's been playing some in there. We might use some dime people.
Short week next week. Do you any concerns that this could flow into next week for Chad?
I don't know. We'll worry about next week. You know, after this week, he's doing good.
He's got. No, you can't speak for him, but he's got some pretty impressive streaks. 115 games in a row, 90 in a row as a starter, longest of any NFL linebacker. You think it's tough on a player, and it might be tough to kind of see a streak end like that because he's been so durable.
Well, I just found out about the streak last week, but. But yeah, I mean, you know, that position is, you know, you got to be a tough guy and take care of your body and do those things. So, if it ends, then it ends. But we're gonna do what's best for the team.
You mentioned earlier in the week you're optimistic that Rudolph might be back before, you know, maybe the 8-week timetable with the designated. Any more clarity since a few days have passed at the surgery?
No, I think he gets back today from where he was. But I don't know yet.
Coming back into the facility, you're saying? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Joseph still looks like he'll be ready to go.
Good to go.
With Barr, if he wears the headset again, because I know he did it some after Chad left. I mean, was there any hesitation going to a rookie for that?
No, it's pretty simple. I tell him what to say, and he says it. I mean, and then I tell him, look for this or look for that, and he does it. I mean, it's. I know everybody makes a big deal out of it, but it's not that difficult. It's just unusual to have somebody talking in your ear, you know, during a no-huddle offense or something like that. But it's not a big deal. I mean, he's been practicing it for a while, so.
How's Josh Robinson looked the past couple days?
Good.
Where do you think he's made the most progress this season, just, you know?
Technique, I think. I don't know about last season, but I think – He's doing better with his technique. You know, he's got good athleticism. So, we look for corners that can get in and out of breaks and cover people. So he has those traits.
Is he especially valuable in a week like this where they've got such a deep receiving core?
Corners are valuable every week. So, you know, I mean, there's not – I can't think of very many games that there's not a good receiver that we have to – go up against. Excuse me.
Will Greenway be listed as doubtful? Is that how he's going to be listed? Or do you?
I don't know. We haven't listed him yet.
Matt Castle has surgery today.
Friday, I believe so.
You have kind of a time frame when he's able to start kind of getting back and rehab.
I haven't heard the results of the surgery yet.
Mike, have you kept in contact at all with Adrian just to kind of check in, see how he's doing?
Not really, no. Good. All right. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.